Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. We are taking calls. Alan's been waiting a while, so let's get him in here. He had to wait through that whole Jeff call. And the post Jeff call. What up?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
I enjoy the show. What do y'all think about the trade for Deshaun for Prescott from Dallas? I'll hang up and listen. Appreciate you.
No, thanks.
How would you like to get lower level player?
No,
for slightly less money. Nothing could be less exciting.
And you got to work out a long-term deal with him, too.
You're going to trade Deshaun in the state? No, thanks.
No, I don't want to see Deshaun in a Cowboy uniform. No, they ain't doing it. There's zero chance of
that. And the Texans can't even make money off New Jerseys because people would just tape over the four on Watson and put a Prescott back there. You can't even make money on jerseys.
Here's what I would want.
They 2 fours.
I would do that deal if they also give they'd also have to give the Texans Zach Martin and 2 firsts. In a third, we can do that. And you have to, yeah.
How insulting to Dak Prescott.
2 firsts, a third, and then we'll take Dak Prescott, I guess. And then you could have Deshaun. Would you do that?
No.
You can get kind of another Kirk Cousins
think the Texans
kind
would.
Of guy.
I don't think there's any chance he's going to anyone in the division or the Cowboys.
I'm not trading him to Dallas.
No, not trading him to Dallas.
What about for 2 firsts? Dak Cousins and a third rounder and Zach Martin.
No. What?
What? Dak Cousins?
Who? Kirk Prescott.
Kirk Prescott.
I keep Dak Prescott.
Oh.
There. Okay. Let's get him and Kirk Cousins mixed up.
You keep
getting these like stats. I feel like a compliment. About, I just found out how good Kirk Cousins was.
So
Jeff's got every quarterback as good as Deshaun Watson now, and then says he's got a 7 first-round pick value.
I believe Jeff just thinks we should stop being so easy on Deshaun until he performs better when it matters most.
I don't know if he means us. I think there are some people out there, the fan base, who do treat Deshaun with kid gloves, but that's really any team now. The superstar that's really nothing new. Like superstar gets treated with kid gloves by a lot of people. JJ got kid glove treatment for a long time, even when he wasn't as good or injury prone. I think that
did you see?
I don't want Kirk Prescott. did it again.
You're doing it on purpose.
Dale.
I know your
this
game.
Is just,
you're not fooling anybody.
No, I'm not doing it on purpose. Dak Cousins, you got him 2 firsts, a third, and Zach Martin. Yes, I will do that.
No.
I will do that.
I'm not doing
that. Get a build up a running game so we can just hand the ball off.
When the Texans finally acquiesce and trade Deshaun Rivers, how much do you really think they're going to get? Oh, see how that gets you a little bit?
That's actually super disrespectful.
Okay.
Deshaun.
What, Philip Watson? What, you got a problem with that?
Philip Watson.
807 ESPN 97. Ian Rappaport.
Man, I'm not coming in no matter what. If the Texans, I met with David Culley, and I mean, that's a good guy and all that, but I'm not going to play for the Texans. Me, Deshaun Watson, another Philip Rivers. I'm black Philip Rivers, Deshaun Watson. And I'm not playing for a daggum coach who never even did a good job with wide receivers. I want to go where I want to go. I ain't giving your money back. You ain't getting it back. I'm not coming in. I'm not going to talk to management, ownership, not answering my daggum phone. None of them.
Would Deshaun Watson or Phillip Rivers, whatever combination you're going to use to mm-hmm. make them the same person, mm-hmm. What lyrics would Phillip Watson tweet out?
Phillip Watson would probably cut it right down the middle and probably do Big and Rich or maybe Florida-Georgia Line.
Florida-Georgia Line.
Well, it's kind of rap and kind of, yeah.
Florida-Georgia Line's kind of rap?
Well, it's just got a little bit of hipness to it.
What about Definitely Darius? Big How about and rich. Darius?
No, Lil Nas X. There we go. I'm going to do Lil Nas X.
He did that song with Billy Ray.
Yeah.
At least the remix, at least.
Yeah. Or Darius.
Well, he's still got to have some rap. Like Lil Nas X would
but
be.
Yeah, Darius is black, though. So.
Since Phillip Rivers that covers that. And Deshaun are basically
the same
thing.
No, it doesn't. He doesn't rap. It doesn't cover that.
He's totally that country covers, now.
Covers that.
Darius Rucker's totally country. He's at the CMAs. Did Lil Nas X go to CMAs? He did.
I mean, he might. I think he actually did. Yeah, that song charted on the country.
Have y'all ever seen videos of little kids reacting to, what was that song called anyway?
Old Town Road.
Yeah, Old Town Road. Have you ever seen videos of little kids responding to it and reacting to it? They would lose their minds. And he did... like surprise visits to elementaries where Lil Nas X would perform, and the kids went bananas. That's exactly what if Deshaun and Phillip Rivers had a Freaky Friday mashup, like Jeff says, and yeah, I think he would tweet out Lil Nas X got the horses in the back, and that's what he would be tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't gonna tell me nothing, or whatever it is.
You think Phillip Watson would tweet Lil Nas X lyrics considering the lifestyle that Lil Nas leads? I don't know if that's a Phillip.
Yeah, I don't know that that's.
We don't know. What kind of lifestyle does he lead?
He's an openly gay man.
Yeah.
You think that.
What's his lifestyle, though?
The lifestyle of
an openly gay man.
Of an openly gay man.
What is his tweet? Does he tweet openly gay stuff?
Well, no. Yes, sometimes. No,
he's just
actually.
His lifestyle. Phillip ain't about
You think
that.
Phillip's about that? Tweeting
Phillip's
lyrics?
About having everybody never using a condom.
Phillip Watson? I don't know if Phillip Watson is a mashup.
Oh, yeah.
Does Deshaun tweet Lil Nas X?
Well, I know, but
he would if he's Phillip Watson.
Yeah, but the Riverside of it would definitely overtake, I think.
I can't say that.
I don't know.
The white side would overtake it?
No, the Phillip Riverside, not the white
side.
No, specifically the Phillip Riverside. Yeah. Not the white side.
Phillip Riverside is a little bit laid back. I don't think...
It's strong. It's strong in its conviction to have children.
That's fine. Deshaun could have children.
Well...
Deshaun Rivers
can have children? Yeah, but I don't think he'd be down with Lil Nas X is the point.
You don't know that?
That's why I said he thinks.
You don't know the Deshaun side?
Yeah.
You can't have all the sides if you're Phillip Watson.
Well, but...
Phillip can't get all the sides.
I think it's strong in Phillip.
Phillip
can't
get all the
sides.
Then what's the strong side for Deshaun?
Future.
Red shoes?
Future. Yeah.
Slime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a Lil Nas X thing.
So he can't do Lil Nas X? He has to do Lil Nas X.
I'm telling you.
We spent a whole segment on Lil Nas X with Phillip Rivers mashup. That's what Jeff
Because you
did
got
this.
Triggered by Jeff.
I can't believe we had this discussion. He's basically closer to Phillip Rivers now than he is to... Y'all can go Phillip Rivers time. That's not what Jeff said. I like how you're assuming Jeff said that.
Okay, if he's talking about Phillip Rivers now, then no. But if he's talking about his ascent in as far as performance in the postseason, and versus Aaron Rodgers' performance in it, yes, I get that.
I think
yes.
It's going to be curious to see what happens if he gets on a better roster like Aaron
Early
Rodgers
performances
had.
In the postseason. Yes, I get that. If that's what Jeff was getting at. Yes.
Okay, if I just think it's going to be interesting to see what if that same energy is kept when he's on a roster with some better players.
We'll see. I mean, was it that disparaging against the Colts? No.
2 years. So who were the really good players? Whitney Merciless, obviously.
No.
Wait a minute. They won the division. They were the favorite against
the
Colts. And he played poorly.
They were the division winners. Who were the really good players? J-Jo at the end?
Do you think the Colts team was supremely talented?
You had an offensive line.
You had DeAndre Hopkins. You had Will Fuller. You had...
Did Will Fuller play? No, he was hurt.
But we're talking about who they played. The Colts were demonstratively better than the Texans.
The Colts didn't have that great
of a team. And he played poorly.
Oh, yes, they did.
No.
Stop it.
813 ESPN 97.5.
703-780. This is why Deshaun wants out of town, because you guys, all y'all do is bash him all the time.
Where's my thunder sticks? Yeah, I'm going to bash him in the postseason. Yeah, I'm going to.
Where's my thunder sticks?
Guess what? Because he didn't show. You're going to rewrite history. Yeah, Deshaun in the postseason been awesome. No, he hasn't.
If you're a white quarterback, you wouldn't do that.
813 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk to John Clay Wolf, who made history earlier this week. And, oh, by the way, the people loved it. John Clay Wolf, how you doing, pal?
I don't want to be critical. And I respect both of you and love you both much. But you should not be talking over each other like that, like you were a moment ago.
We don't care. We don't what the other one says. We've been doing this. We're like a married couple. 20 years we've been doing this. We don't care what the other one says anymore.
I'm good. I'm just sitting here thinking about what I'm going to talk about in the morning.
You're working on that? What are you going to talk about in the morning?
I don't know. That's what I'm sitting here thinking.
You're probably going to talk about how great California is or something. You're like leading the ratings there or something.
We did move up to a 5.0.
That's nice. Good for you. In California. Now, that was the underdog because of your show and how the way you talk about things. I didn't think you'd be accepted there if you want to know the truth.
Home of the caged homosexual.
Of the what?
We can't get out.
What else
is going on in the middle?
Give me the VIN.com is what's going on. Give me the VIN.com. If you want to sell your car, go to give me the VIN.
.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
My goodness. Chris said he found a reason for you to watch the Golden Globes. Did you see that?
I saw that. They're going to show a woman
breastfeeding.
Yeah, breastfeeding.
That's not on TV as an ad.
Yeah, we're just going to pass up John Clay Wolf, that whole thing. So we're going to move on. 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here.
Tom says, this caller comparing Deshaun Watson's stats to Kirk Cousins is the very definition of data mining. It's called data dredging that Daryl Morey always talked about. When you data dredge, it's trying to find some non-contextual data to try to make a point. And bypassing and overlooking other data that doesn't make your point.
Yeah, well, obviously. And listen, as far as talent, as far as potential, as far as who you want, I mean, obviously. Now, Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Early on in his career, he was good. I mean, and he led a team to 10, 11 wins, led them to the playoffs, but they didn't get over the top in the playoffs. And that's what Deshaun has done as well. Hasn't gotten over the top in the playoffs. He hasn't. So, I mean, that comparison I see. Phillip Rivers now versus Deshaun, come on. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. And Kirk Cousins is 5-20, which at one point was 5-26 against winning teams.
Kirk Cousins.
Deshaun has shown up. The Kirk Cousins thing, that's stupid. Deshaun has shown up against good teams. You'll remember they lost to New Orleans, but remember in week one in the Monday Night Football game? Deshaun was unbelievable. Deshaun had one of the best games in NFL history in a losing effort when they lost to the Titans, and they scored however many points.
When they lost to the Saints.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I said.
You said Titans.
No, I said Saints before that.
Yeah, Titans.
You weren't listening.
You're talking about
John Clay Wolf was right about listening. You too.
That's all right. But Deshaun has been. Not, Kirk Cousins is a stupid comparison. Phillip Rivers, I can see a little bit. I mean, early on in his career, they were 11-10 win teams, and they didn't get it done in the playoffs.
Why not go John Elway?
All right. Although John Elway got to the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's not even close.
That's not. But I think his game is more. I think. I would like to see a comparison to a player that plays like him. And Rivers is the exact opposite.
No. So, again, I wasn't talking about playing style. I was talking about results.
Elway is more like it.
Yeah, but Young Elway was very successful in the postseason. Very successful.
Yeah, but you're looking at his total. You know, once again, though. Well, so you do have some. Okay, so the easy argument is to say, what about the people around him? But Deshaun hasn't played great in those games. So you do have your ability to play really well in a playoff game, and you lose, and it's not really your fault. So you do have that ability, and that has not been Deshaun. Deshaun has not played great in postseason games. Nope. I mean, he really, on the whole, he really hasn't. I mean, that's a fair statement.
Yeah, no, he hasn't. And but here's the deal: give me Deshaun over young Phillip Rivers, over Kirk Cousins. I mean,
let me read you
because what your point was, he's been getting better. And you would think that it's going to translate, hopefully, in the postseason. Not here, because he doesn't have any players. He's not going to the postseason anytime soon.
Okay, so here's he in the first 3 years of his playoffs, John Elway was 2-2. He had 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. His completion percentage was around 54%.
Different time, but he was in his...
No, that's not good, though.
No.
He wasn't good in his first 3 years either. So we always have that, well, John Elway was good in the postseason. Not for a while.
Yeah.
It took a little while. All right, even then
John Elway is a good comparison because early on he did struggle.
Yeah, John Elway was at his best when he had a really good running attack over the last 3 years. Over the last 4 years, John Elway was much better in the postseason.
Yeah, when he had Terrell.
Even though they were both losses, like 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, loss. 2 touchdowns, an interception, loss. And then the next 2 years, he, you know, was 4-0 and then 3-0. So, yeah, John Elway, I think John Elway is a pretty good comparison for a young Deshaun Watson. A lot of talent, run pass option, but he's kind of unbridled talent that still needs to be harnessed a little bit and needs to become more efficient. And like Elway, he didn't have a running game early on in his career. He has one. I mean, that's what he needs.
Well, he does now. He's got David Johnson. So,
yeah. Every quarterback needs a running game.
Absolutely. Brent Swerneman put out a story today. They're shooting for 100,000 fans at Kyle Field this year.
100,000 during the football season.
Yeah.
In one of the games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Well, in one of the games or this season.
Yeah. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, Texas announced.
Can you, during a pandemic, saw Varsity's horns off and grab your nuts and
because you're
make
not,
out
first
with...
of all, it's first of all, it's not going to be considered a pandemic. Numbers would dictate that. Number two, you have once you get 2 vaccines, you get a card that says you're fully vaccinated. When people are fully vaccinated, it's going back to you're still going to, like the flu, have people who get sick. You're just hoping those numbers really, really drop. And you've seen recently, right, the numbers have dropped. Now, their question is how much of that is people they haven't been able to report because of some of the weather and things like that. Because there was weather issues across the nation, not just here. There was weather issues across the nation. But I do think that – so when you get fully vaccinated, you get a card that shows both the – there's a belief that you're going to get, like, I'm going to get mine laminated and keep it with me. There's a belief that you'll be able to use that to get on planes and things like that. I think you'll have rapid testing at those locations potentially. You'll maybe be showing your vaccine card or whatever the case may be. I think that 100,000 is reasonable for this next
year. University of Texas said the same thing. They're looking for full
capacity. They're looking for a full house, too.
So now they said, okay, not
the NFL's looking for full houses.
What you say, they think it's what, July? August, whatever, that's Fauci's new thing.
No, by football season.
Yeah.
No.
So if we think the vaccine's going to be fully, and look, if somebody hasn't taken their flu shots, I don't make decisions about where I'm going. I don't even take flu shots. So I don't think it's going to change for coronavirus. If you got your shots, you're rolling. You're going. And I think you will see it back. I think you'll see full. What's going to be interesting to see if baseball gets to 50% at any point this year. Do you think baseball will?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you can start at 50% here in Texas.
Ooh. How?
Yeah. Because restaurants are 50%.
No, but restaurants have more space.
I think it'll probably be 30%, but it'll start at 30, but I think it's absolutely going to get to 50. Absolutely. By summer. Yeah.
I would say by July, August at the latest, yeah, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be at 100% by August.
Who knows? Yeah. Yeah, by August. If the NFL's going to go.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And there's still plenty of baseball, August, September. For the Astros, it'll be October and even into November for the Astros.
Yeah.
Like, what I want to know is, will the Astros, in the World Series, are the Astros going to be at 100% capacity for the World Series?
Yes. Yes.
So if Fromber pitches game one of the World Series, you think we will be at 100% capacity at Minute Maid Park?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
You guys are talking a lot about sports stuff when you're bearing the lead.
What's the lead?
Today's Go Texan Day. How are you celebrating?
By wearing my Texans
gear. It's never been about the Texans.
Go Texan Day.
Yeah.
I said, how are you celebrating the Go Texan Day? What are you going to do? Mine is
Go Texans Day.
Well, that's not a thing. Not today, it isn't. How are you going to celebrate being a Texan today?
Well, you know, our state colors, as you know, is Liberty White.
No, it's just white.
Blood red and steel blue.
It's not blood red.
Red.
The bid is battle red.
No, it's blood red. Whatever.
Whatever it is.
Whatever.
It's red, white, and blue. So you wear one of those. Maybe you started off with a song that you've sang forever, something that's really traditional, and that you say, this is what our tradition of being in the state of Texas is.
Like this?
Jack used to be. He's a busy bee. He always got tricks up both his sleeves. Coming to town with bad ideas, running his mouth like he got diarrhea. Jack used to be. He's known around the league as a stone-cold sucker who will feel your needs. Feeling kind of down, a little low? He got a Bible verse that'll soothe your soul. When it's time to stop the record, restart the show, he hired a Patriot, Nick DeSario. But wait, what's that? Deshaun wants out? The franchise quarterback we dreamed about. Uh-oh, Cal, now the fans want out. They go two games and they scream and shout. Jack used to be. He's a busy bee. He always got tricks up both his sleeves. Or coming to Cal with bad ideas or running his mouth like he got diarrhea.
Are these the lyrics that Philip Watson would be tweeting out?
Yes. By the way, I think it's worth mentioning that was a long. I just kept waiting for the scratch, and
wicka, 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 wicka.
I didn't realize it was that long.
It's 45 seconds, but it feels like 3 minutes.
It feels long.
Okay, you broke the rule.
What rule?
I didn't mention it.
No, he did.
No, Scott did.
Yeah. No, you played
I didn't
it.
Say a word. I didn't
no,
say
no,
the
no
name.
No one said anything.
I didn't say the name.
Broke the rule.
Scott
well,
did.
Technically, no one said anything.
No one on this show said it. Anything. No.
Don't. You're not supposed to comment.
We're talking about the song, not the man.
Yeah.
Mm.
That song is called Busy Bee, is the title of the song.
Waka, 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 waka.
Like yeah. He's Fozzie at the end. Waka, 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 waka.
That was scratching, wasn't it? Was he scratching?
That's what he
end?
Was supposed to. I guess so. Sounded like Fozzie Bear to me.
Oh, waka, 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 waka.
Yeah, telling
John
jokes.
John trying to recover. Thin guy. John pivoted so fast.
What?
People recognize how quickly you pivoted on that after the commercial.
I didn't pivot on anything. All I know is it's 8:27 and it's time to talk about my peeps over at HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. They're the best. We love HRP here at ESPN 97.5. And there's a game out there. It's called Let's Discount the Payroll Side. And we'll lure people in because we're going to charge them less for payroll. This is the game that they play out there. But then when it comes to the 401k, when it comes to the insurance, when it comes to all the benefits packages for your people, now you've got to take that company's, all of that from that company, and that's where they gouge you. They lure you in with price on the payroll, but then they gouge you on the other side, and that's the game. HRMP doesn't do any of that. HRMP says, we ain't in the benefits package game. We're not in the insurance game. We're not in any of that. We're going to give you the payroll at a great price. We're going to take care of your HR as well, but we're going to let you choose the packages that are right for your company. So don't be lured in by all of these other companies that are trying to just manipulate the deal. Here it is. HRMP is an honest, wonderful company that you'll love doing business with. Find out for yourself. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real Fun Sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dell just came in here and told us he was praying to the Golden Trump.
I think you're misconstruing the information I gave you.
That's exactly what you said.
I did not say anything about praying to a false image. I didn't say that.
They're wheeling a statue of gold of Donald Trump wearing American shorts.
And some flip-flops, it looks like.
And flip-flops?
Yeah, it's
you're opposed to that just because...
I don't like dudes who show their feet when they're not at the beach. That's one of my things.
Yeah.
The other thing is, it's blasphemous. You can't roll... That's one of the graven images.
Well, you know what it looks like? That actually looks like...
You think he's an idol?
What else do you think that is?
MMA fighter. They come to the ring a lot of times
with flip-flops.
And they also have, like... Some of them have had those shorts. Those are like board shorts.
They are.
You see with surfers.
They are.
I don't even think this is biblical. I can't get over who thought this was the thing. You do a statue of somebody in some flip-flops and some U.S. flag like board shorts. Has anyone ever seen him in shorts ever?
No, he doesn't.
Who thought of this concept?
I don't know. It's American flag.
It's American flag shorts. He's an American president. I just think if you are a follower of the good book, it feels like one of those things the Israelites did that got them in trouble.
Let me ask you guys if this is a little disrespectful. Awful Announcing says, ESPN has a deep roster of talent that could host its NFL draft broadcast, yet the network is choosing Mike Greenberg for the job. Was that a little bit disrespectful?
It is, but a lot of people are like, why does this guy keep getting prime gigs? No one gets
Mike Greenberg there, don't they?
Yes. It's disrespectful from Awful Announcing, but a lot of people are nodding their head in agreement.
Well, he is the Mike Tirico of ESPN now, where he gets, like, Tirico calls everything, gets all the gigs. It used to be Trey's not there anymore, but I didn't think Trey Wingo was great on that call. See, Rich Eisen is good on a lot of different stuff. I think Rich Eisen is, but he's found his
niche. Look at him.
He's found his niche.
Oh my god! You're so
transparent. He just does draft and combine. He's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have him doing basketball. Mike Greenberg doing draft stuff?
Does he do?
He's a commentator.
Isn't he hosting the draft?
Yeah,
he's a commentator.
Well, he's actually a talk show host.
He's a talk show host.
Yeah. Well, so is Rich Eisen.
Yeah.
But
Rich Eisen is more versatile. You're right.
Yeah, and Rich was the anchor, and Rich, I guess Greenberg was too at one point, but it just seems like forever ago. But Rich is in the niche. That's his football. Like, he's been at NFL Network for a zillion years. Mm-hmm. He's good with combine. He's good with draft, throwing it to different people and understanding how to set Mike, for years, Mike Mayock up and now Daniel Jeremiah. You know what I'm really surprised by is they don't have somebody draft related like Todd McShay run that show and set up Mel Kiper and set up Louis Riddick and set up whoever else they're going to have on the set, Mike Tannenbaum. I'm surprised they don't do that, is make it an all draft guy type thing, because DJ could easily do that if they wanted to. Daniel Jeremiah could run it. I could probably run it, but I wouldn't want to. I'm not smooth enough to do that from a lead chair, but DJ could probably do that if they wanted to. But, Mike Green, that's just, the company's going to get their money's worth out of Mike Greenberg. That's what that is.
Yeah.
We're paying you this much, or you're going to do
really like him. I mean, they keep putting him. Everybody else, like you said, Golic beat it. Wingo beat it. All of the Jamel beat it. Michael beat it. Everybody beat it. Greenberg, what else you want?
Yeah.
Let's get you back on TV. Hurry up, Mike.
What about Stephen A. Smith hosting the draft?
How about that?
Because all they ever do now. Please. If you look at an ESPN, of any ESPN story or video, it's never Max Kellerman. It's always Stephen A. First of all, let me just say this about Russell Westbrook. When you look at Russell Westbrook, he's got the ability to be a very good basketball player. But the problem we have with Kristaps Porzingis. And Max is never. Like, they just show his split screen from And Max never you never see a video that's Max Kellerman gets fired up about
unless
Deshaun
he says
Watson.
Something ridiculously stupid like Skip.
Yeah, they'll throw right, that yeah, on yeah, there. Yeah. Making the white guys look bad, Bill. Right.
Yeah.
Why are y'all why doing that to us?
Why are you invoking my name?
Why can't they? Why do we always have to put
you try to
white,
make the
guys
white guys
saying
on this
outrageous
show look
stuff?
Dumb all the time.
I'll tell you this much
white
like
white guys saying outrageous stuff. Oh, let's put that on the digital platform.
I'll tell you both. I don't see you guys as white, but I'll tell you both of you this. The ESPN producers, me, it's not that hard to make you guys look stupid. Just telling you.
You know why you don't see me as white?
No, I don't see you as a race. I see you as just, is clown a race?
No.
Okay, then I don't see
colorful,
you as a race.
But it is colorful.
But then I don't see you as a race.
You stole that from your dad. You appropriated your dad's comments yeah. I'm about John.
It's not appropriation if it came from your father. Oh. It's not stealing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Did your dad call John a clown?
He handed it down to me because he's my dad.
Okay. Is clown a race?
That's why I asked.
Is clown an ethnicity?
Well, that's
because I did a check recently. I had to check all that stuff, and I saw there's two different boxes now. Are you basically Hispanic or not? And then they say, okay, are you white? Are you this? Are you that? Are you black? Are you this? But I haven't seen. I didn't look. Maybe there is a new service.
Well, I would ask if John, if you ever do a 23andMe, if it comes back 45% clown, then we know it's an ethnicity. But I don't know.
I have been accused of
your ancestor.
Yeah.
Every time a mock draft comes out, I'll get clown emojis.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
sometimes a Ronald McDonald GIF.
But that didn't come specifically from a website that determines your ethnicity. Like,
well, but 23andMe get called it enough. He gets called it more than I do. It's just your dad that thinks I'm a clown.
It's 6% clown.
Well, no, probably a lot of people.
Yeah, 6% clown. Is that considered bad in 23andMe if Ancestry.com, if you hit one of your little, because there's a leaf, right? I've done Ancestry.com, and John's people just kept mass producing in the same town. Very, very suspicious.
Very small town.
Very suspicious. But so anyway, you get a little leaf, right, next to a name, and that means if you see a leaf, that means they may have some stuff for you to check out. And then when you hit it, it can unlock your family tree. And I would be interested to see if anyone ever hits it, and it's like, oh, Fizbo the clown.
Fizbo.
Fizbo's down here. Oh, look, who was the Strawberry the Clown? No, Strawberry's in Rosenberg. Kids used to love Strawberry the Clown. Who was the one in Chicago that made you throw?
John Wayne Gacy?
Well, not that kind of clown.
Well?
Who was the one that used to make you throw ping pong balls in the buckets on WGN?
Bozo,
yeah.
I was on Bozo's show.
Shut up.
No, it was.
You were on Bozo?
Yeah, I was on Bozo.
How old were you?
I was junior 26? In high school. We were state champs, and we went
junior in high school.
We when you win the state, when you win the football champion, the 6A, 5A, what it was 5A then. There was no 6A.
Y'all
you got to go on Bozo. You
had
to go to Bozo
that?
Circus.
He's talking about this.
We were state champs. Yeah.
Did you get a ring or a jacket?
Yeah.
Get all that get? Stuff.
Yeah, I got it. We got a jacket with a patch.
You did?
Yeah.
My brother won state championship as a player and a coach.
Yeah. Well, I won
John Curtis, he won in Louisiana and then at Bay City as a coach.
Yeah, I said, hi, Mom.
You to, hey, kid.
You
got
to say
Bozo was a little.
You got to say your name. We had one guy.
Is there any chance there's video footage of that?
No.
Probably not.
No. We had one guy. He was an Italian, and he was so hairy. I mean, he was a junior. He was in my class. We won when I was a junior. He was so hairy. He goes, hey, my name Mike DeFilippo. I want to say hi to my wife and kids.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. We were laughing. But, I mean, dude looked like he was 40. He was, anyway. So, yeah, Bozo Circus is on the air. I'm not a clown, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's, like I said, I don't see you two as, like, white or anything. I just see you guys as dudes. I don't see race, John.
No, you don't.
Del doesn't.
Stop Del rubbing your forearm.
Race. Okay.
That is weird.
No. It's.
What does that mean?
There's a chance that AJ is black, but I can't tell because I don't see race.
AJ Hoffman?
Yeah. I think there's a chance. I wouldn't know.
You don't know if AJ is white or
is
black?
Is Fred Mexican? I don't know. I can't tell because I don't see race.
That's a good way to approach things. Don't see a person by what they look like. See them by the content of what's inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can tell immediately that I'm dark meat as soon as you see me.
Mm.
Okay?
You know.
What was the name of your high school? I'm looking for footage.
St. Lawrence Vikings.
Good.
You're not dark meat, John. You're a human being.
Yeah, but I'm kind of...
I mean, you're not a great human being.
People like to call me dark meat.
No. Has anyone called you that besides you? Do people like, oh, that's dark meat over there? No
Nobody
one says
calls
that.
Him dark meat.
No one calls you that.
A lot of people say, look how dark you are.
But they don't call you dark meat.
What do you want to throw meat in?
No, they don't.
Monty said that.
Monty called him dark meat?
He's got a really
good
suntan. Yeah. She said that.
But did she say,
oh, is Monty racist now? No.
Maybe.
Well, she didn't say suntan.
Yeah.
She didn't go, hey, Mr. Granato, aren't you dark meat? She didn't say that.
No, she.
Yeah, Mr. She doesn't, because no one says it.
Okay, when we come back, are we the, am I the only person that brought up Jared Allen to the Rockets?
You and Deadspin, apparently, now.
Apparently, we'll do that on the other side. It is 8:40, and I want to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite, and that's my guy over there. That's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He's out there right now. I'm telling you, with all of this stuff, with the freeze and the pipes bursting and all of the destruction that we've seen in the homes and the ceilings falling in and ruining everything, ruining entire kitchens and countertops, bathrooms, bedrooms, everything. But, Absolute Marble and Granite, it's obviously said, oh, well, he can put in countertops or he can put in vanities or he can put in – no, he can put in outdoor patios because they're made of stone. He can do anything. I mean, if you've got an entire room, he'll do the drywall, he'll do the floors, he'll do – everything. Do you need someone that is going to come to your home and he's going to be able to take care of this for you to fix the damage that was done by the Arctic freeze? Well, if you need somebody, here's a number. Call them right now. 713-880-2822. Jeff Aronoff can come. He'll take a look. He'll give you the estimate. And you guys, I'm telling you, let him come and do that, where the workmanship is tremendous. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Deadspin put this out, okay? Well, how did the Houston Rockets not take back Jared Allen in the James Harden deal? According to Allen's basketball reference page, the official four-team trade, Allen going straight to Cleveland, who moved a future second-round pick to Brooklyn, as well as a 2022 first-rounder and Dante Exum to the Houston Rockets. They say perhaps it's because Tillman Fertitta is expected to be hesitant in paying anyone long-term, but the Rockets aren't even likely to keep 2021 free agent to be Victor Oladipo. So why did the Rockets just take back, why didn't they just take back Allen instead of a future first? It's a pretty damn good question, because right now you're looking at, you know, we've talked about this how many times. Draft picks are all speculative.
Yep.
Draft picks are all prospects. Draft picks are all, I mean, it's great. First-round picks, that looks nice. But what is the actual player that you get?
It sounds better than what it is. Like, once you put a player to it, then you say, ooh. You know, then you have first-round picks sounds like a ton. But what if we start throwing players into all these first-round picks and you realize, oh, at some point, they're actual players? And they're not these mythical, you know, when you say first round pick, you know what you think of? The very best, the potential to get the very best. Then when you actually are faced with who you're going to pick at those spots, it seems a lot less sexy. Yeah. It seems a lot less sexy.
Well, and yeah, when you look at it years later and you go, wow, that's all they got for, that's all the Falcons got for Brett Favre? Really?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, really?
Or that's all the draft pick when Washington gave up all that for the pick to get their hands on RG3. This is it?
Well,
this is it for the Rams?
The Cowboys did a pretty good job in the Herschel Walker deal.
Yeah, but that's biggest outlier of all time.
Yeah, right.
30 years ago. Yeah. It's the biggest. 31 years ago, it's the biggest outlier of all time.
Well, but you hope that, you know, that you find that.
That's
and
why
here's
people...
the deal, too. It is cheaper. Listen, you get Oladipo's expiring contract. You get first round of Jared Allen is going to be coming up and going to be making some money. But can you imagine if they did Caris LeVert, Christian Wood, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen right now?
Well, we talked about it before. It gives
Caris
you LeVert
hasn't played, but he's going to come back.
You know, our argument was you don't have a superstar there.
No, right.
And I don't know that Christian Wood's a superstar, but I get that no one thinks this, and I think the Rockets are included in this, that you can't win with the Pistons-style model of a bunch of good players. When I say Pistons, I'm talking about,
2004.
2000, early 2000s.
Yeah, 2004, yeah.
2004, yeah, you're right. I still think that's no one ever goes by that mode. I think it's something you could look into. I mean, you're not gonna have low. Those guys are all gonna be paid pretty good money, but it's not like you have a bunch of max dollar guys. It's all just, you know.
Well, who's a
three quarter max? But you don't think there's value in a team with that you just mentioned, LeVert and Allen and
here's some of the value.
Yeah.
Every 12 to 18 months, some NBA superstar gets pissed off and wants out. If you have a LeVert and Allen and the picks you did get from Brooklyn, you have capital to go after that guy because the team yeah. he's pissed off with says, we need to get some form. This and the Rockets just experienced it, by the way. They just experienced their superstar out of the blue saying, I want out.
And it's going to happen more often in the future.
There's going to be another guy you don't expect saying, I don't want to be here anymore.
John Morant.
And these, well, the Grizzlies have him under control for so long. I don't know. But maybe, you never know. You never know who it's going to be. These are the type of moves when you have a Caris LeVert, you have a Jared Allen, these are the type of pieces you can use to acquire one of those guys. So there is value in having legitimate, good NBA players, even if they're not stars, because they can help you get another one.
Well, do the Pacers have a legitimate star on their team? It's a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, even if it's you simplify it to, hey, we're just actually a good team that's yeah. fun to watch. You could also have that too.
I mean, there are the Raptors, they got Siakam, but is he a super? He's not a star.
Well, the part of the
he's
reason.
He's a really good player.
Yes, it's and the Raptors, they won their title. Now Kyle Lowry appears to be on the block because they're not as good. And he's a free agent at the end of the year, so they're trying to get something for him. But having good players on your roster, even if you're not a great team, allows you to do things. So if there is a free agent, not a free agent, maybe a guy who the Rockets like, they see who gets upset with this team, and he has an affinity for something in Houston, or he wants to be here, the Rockets don't have anything to trade to go get him.
Well, and let's face it. Well, here's the deal is Rockets basketball now is going to be is all about the future. It's all about all those draft picks. I mean, you still would have gotten those four picks from the Nets plus the three that you swapped. Oh, that 7 years of Nets, you still would have gotten that, and you would have gotten LeVert, and you would have gotten Allen. And you would have had, you know, it would actually be pretty fun watching Allen, Wood, and LeVert on the floor at the same with John Wall. John Wall would be better with those guys.
Yeah, the Rockets don't have a lot of legitimate rotation players. No. Those guys would have been firmly in the rotation, part of your top six or seven. And sure, you're not great, but you are actually a competitive basketball team with those guys.
Yeah,
you're not.
It might haunt them. And then, you know, I don't know. What contract wise, money wise, all of that stuff. I'm hoping it's not just let's just get out of all of this money right now. And you know, listen, this is tank. You got to tank right now. You have got to fall apart as this organization.
I'm openly
you've got to hold on to that top four pick.
At first, I wasn't, but once you start sniffing it, it needs to become a reality. Yeah. And I really am not cheering for them to win. I'm openly cheering for them to not win. I won't say lose because I'm a team guy.
Right, and you're a numbers
but
guy.
But I want them to not win games. And the best way to do that is to put Christian Wood in a vacation.
Okay.
Put him in a vacation room.
One, two, three, Cancun. Send him down to Cancun.
Put him in a vacation room.
Maybe
let
Ted Cruz can fly down there with him.
Bring him some food, maybe.
You know?
To keep him safe.
Yes.
And then come back. Ted Cruz will just make sure he gets there safely.
Christian Wood comes back with a Rockets mask on.
Now would people be upset? Hey, Ted Cruz, hey, I went down to Cancun to take Christian Wood so the Rockets wouldn't win. Now the city of Houston would be like...
Well, it's more understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more understandable.
And plus the power's on, so that's the other
power's
thing.
On,
it wouldn't be so offensive.
Now, I would say if we put Christian Wood in a vacation room and brought him some food and water and
what?
Let him use the bathroom
like
when
he's
he
a
to,
pet?
Huh?
What do you mean food and water? What like he's a prisoner about? Or a pet? What do you mean?
No, I said a vacation room.
Sounds like you're putting him up like in a kennel.
Vacation room?
Like a kidnapping?
What's a vacation room?
A vacation room is where we get to control everything so he can't get out and play.
Well, then that sounds like
that does sound like kidnapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's for a vacation.
Huh. Oh, but you're keeping him in a room?
We'll have a pool that he can...
Does he have Xbox or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
absolutely. Mm.
So he's
going to play.
Then he'd be able to talk to other people and tell him where he's at.
Yeah, you can't allow internet.
Well, you can blindfold him when you take him to the location.
But he can still alert people.
Yeah, but if you listen to sounds, there's a train track nearby. There's, you know.
And plus.
And you can see what stations are on the TV so you know what city you're in.
Yeah, these are things you have to consider. What, you think planes don't fly in Iowa?
Yeah, how about we just give him a fire stick? He gets no local channel.
But if you allow him,
so can't figure it out.
But if you allow him to play video games,
I don't want him getting back here and hitting 28 and 14.
But you can't let him play video games because that stuff's online and people can track his router.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Not if we VPN him.
Okay.
I thought about this. We can VPN his router. They're not going to be able to find him for his vacation.
So who's giving him food? Is it a faceless thing where he never talks to anyone?
Well, yeah. You wear a mask.
He might be able to detect an accent.
I think one of the Rockets employees can do that. You want to keep a good relationship with him.
You think kidnapping him is going to...
No, I didn't say kidnapping. You're the one using the K word. I said...
A vacation room. That he can't leave.
We can vacationing. He needs to... We need to vacation him.
So let me ask you something about this particular plan. If Christian Wood decided 2 weeks in, I'd like to leave, does he get to leave?
He can go to a different vacation.
Yeah, go
to...
Yeah.
But so he can't go to where he wants.
He just can't go to games.
Yeah, he can go to where
just
he wants.
Can't
it
go
needs to be in a room in the place where he wants to.
So if he said...
We're trying to keep him safe. There's actually been threats against him. And we're trying to keep him safe.
Man. The Timberwolves never win. Ever.
They're the worst.
Good Lord. And Detroit's sneaking up 9-23 now.
Where are the Rockets? Are we still fifth?
Third.
Third worst record.
Third pick right now.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
When you lose nine in a row, you start working.
We've been work.
Let's get Keith in here and let's talk about the Astros. Hey, Keith.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd actually like to talk about a team that has some hope, if that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Astros.
And, you know, you guys, when A.J. Hinch put George Springer in the leadoff spot a few years ago, I admit at the time I didn't get it. I thought, man, a power guy, an RBI guy in the top spot. But obviously, it turned out to be a hell of a move because Springer really flourished in that role. But now with him gone, there's a huge void there. So I got a couple of Astros questions for you. The first one's actually a two-part question. Who do you think should be the leadoff hitter for the Astros this season? And should they consider an RBI guy like a Carlos Correa? And then my other question is this. You know, Carlos Correa has said that, you know, he wants to stay an Astro, but he wants an extension before this season. And if he doesn't get it, he's not afraid to go to free agency. So if they don't sign Carlos to the extension, do you think this is the last year for him here in Houston?
I think that's a real possibility, yeah. Because he'll be out there in free agency, although there's a glut of shortstops that are going out there in free agency this offseason. So. And who knows what Lindor comes to terms or who, you know, whether they keep Story. There's a lot of stuff. The Seager probably stays with LA, but we'll see. We'll see who's out there. But yes, if they don't come to terms, then there's a real possibility. Carlos Correa, Miles Straw is going to get the shot at leadoff.
Do we know that?
Yeah, he said it,
but he doesn't. That's weird because he doesn't fit the model. Well, he doesn't fit the Lanoa Hinch model.
Right.
Maybe it's going to be different with James Clay.
Well, hopefully. No. Hopefully his on-base will be better. And if his on-base is better.
Yeah, but they want Pop, too. They want a guy who can.
They did. They wanted Pop. And they had George Springer. But they don't have George Springer anymore. So this is more actually, this is a more traditional leadoff guy.
But we're not. They don't play traditional baseball. They super shift and all that stuff.
Right, right.
So if you work off the model of what baseball is now, which is you want more pop out of this, not stealing bases and all that stuff. Who would the guy? It'd be more Altuve.
Altuve, or I've always thought Bregman.
Yeah, I just think Bregman. You want to put a little deeper in the lineup because he does have.
More. Well, it's the same thought with Springer. That's no different than Springer. I've always thought you should put he's a big pop guy. He's an RBI guy. You should put him later. But so if that's the thought, then Bregman I think would be ideal for it. If you still want to do the Springer model, Bregman I think would be wonderful for it because you get more at bats than anybody. So that there you go. That's one of the reasons you want Bregman in there because you want him to have more at bats than anybody else. He's your best hitter, so you want him to have more at bats. There's a thought, Brantley, he's a professional hitter. He'll get on base. He's not a base stealer. He's not a base clogger, but he's kind of a base clogger.
He's a guy that you want in a lineup with your good hitters are going to be on base, so you still do want somebody who knocks runs in and who's a good hitter behind the guys who are good hitters. Like, you are going to get more RBI opportunities. The Springer thing that you hated about Springer being first is you didn't like that. But with a deeper lineup, it does give you a chance to have a good.
Your 8 and 9 hole are still going to be. If Miles Straw is your center fielder, then you're going to have Straw and Maldonado.
The Paul Molitor model, the Craig Biggio model, those are guys who, at Ricky Henderson, they had pop. You want guys who can hit lead a game off with a home run. Jose Altuve does fit that model.
Yeah, he does.
But Bregman does too. Straw is more old school in the approach. Yeah. And I'm not. While Dusty's old school, I don't know. Is James Click going to be okay with that?
I don't know. But they did say he's going to get a shot. He's going to get a shot.
The leadoff man who you don't even know if he's going to be a guy who's your starter the whole year.
Right. Well, right.
That doesn't feel like the
new want Pedro León leading off.
We got to let him actually play.
What? He has to get a visa.
I don't want him to turn into a visa first. I don't want him to turn into Pedro Whitley, where we have so much hope and dreams tied up.
Why
in him.
Can't we hope for something in the city? Okay, can't we have some hope in the city about him?
Do you hope Deshaun comes back or is traded?
Comes back.
I'll be traded.
You do?
I've already given in.
Have you really? I hope.
Yeah, I've already given in, and I'm like, you know what? They could rebuild quicker, probably without him. If he came back, that'd be great, but I've already kind of mentally prepared myself for trade.
I don't want what are we gonna watch a quarterback? Good Lord.
Oh, it's gonna stink.
No. I want to watch Deshaun. That's what
would
I
you rather have no quarterback or Ben Roethlisberger?
You have no quarterback if you have Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the idea of having a guy like that, all he does is it puts off the inevitable.
Yeah.
I think that's a purgatory that is almost as bad. You just don't know it.
Yeah, no. Would you rather have Jared Goff or no quarterback?
Like Dream at the end of his career. You knew that it was like, it's never going to get better. It's only going to get worse.
And Ben Roethlisberger deserves, he's won a couple Super Bowls for him. I mean, he deserves this last.
But he's had, deserved what? He's played forever.
Right.
He's had great opportunities made. This isn't about making Ben, he deserves a halftime.
Tom Brady deserved it. He got it.
Tom Brady still can play. Ben can't play.
Ben can play.
Need to be looking to make, you know what? Peaceful transference of power, right? Mason Rudolph. Let's get this peaceful transference.
Okay, Ben is going to dedicate himself this offseason. He's not going to be super fat with a giant beard now. That's what he said. He's going to work harder. He's going to come back. And you don't know. I mean, you don't know he's not going to the Super Bowl. Do you know if he's going to the Super Bowl this year?
Ben, I do know he's not.
No, you don't know. No one knows.
Are you okay with the trade that
which one on the other side?
On the other side, we'll talk about not the trade, I'm sorry. The extension for Tom Brady feels like this era of good feelings. But then again, after watching this year, I mean, he's not an elite quarterback, but he's good enough.
He's good enough. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.